Good morning, Alex and Naima with you today on Dubai Today, talking about child development, continuing with the A to Z of child development and looking at why and when kids have too many questions. Later on, we'll be going on about why sleeping routines are so important to children and can you spot some of the symptoms of an over-anxious child? It's quite a sad thought, actually, to think that children get so anxious at such a young age. Yeah. Text messages, then, if you'd like to contribute to the show, 4001, as I keep saying, is the SMS number. We've had a text in. It actually says, my 27 son still doesn't say a word to me other than bye, but I think that might be 27 months and not 27 years.
I think so.
So do you have any suggestions or answers for this?
27 is not, you know, it's not 5 years of age, so that's something to consider. But if this parent is very concerned, as they should be, it would be nice to be able to seek particularly the help of a speech therapist to get them assessed, because their vocabulary should roundabout be around, you know, at least 20 words by now, and this seems to just have sort of one word.
At 27 months, it should be around about 20.
About
months.
Yeah, maybe even sort of, you know, 10 to 20 words is okay. Whether it's things like just stop or go or out, you know, it won't be sort of two word sentences like I want. It'll just be sort of want. It'll just be milk. Just to be able to express themselves a little bit.
So when do children generally start? I mean, the first couple of words generally would be within the first year to 18 months.
They're sort of babbling quite a lot around the first year. Around the, you know, sort of the first 18 months, you could sort of see the babbling turn into slight words to a certain extent, maybe just small little two-letter words such as go. It is very important to point out that every child is unique and every child develops differently. So you could have some children who are very, very advanced in their motor skills or in their social skills, but sort of a little bit behind on, for example, language skills. But they all catch up eventually. Mm. But it is, you know, if you do have concerns, particularly if your child doesn't seem to be hitting the milestones, especially when it comes to language, for example, in this case, it is important to err on the side of caution and get it checked out by a specialist.
Do you think it's more difficult for children, and I suppose this is something that we see in this area, where you may have parents from two different backgrounds who speak a separate language and then communicate with one another in a third language?
That is an interesting sort of thing to point out. One of the biggest things to understand is when children are born, from 0 till about 10 months, they actually have the ability to discern between 10,000 different syllables in a variety of different languages.
Wow.
And that ability actually decreases as they grow older.
Yeah.
They become functionally deaf to other languages that they're not exposed to. So this idea is, if the child is being exposed to three different languages, they will be able to pick up all three languages equally fluently if they're equally exposed to that language. Mm-hmm. They also do not, they won't be confused between the languages. They know to speak to mummy in this language, daddy in this language, and the nanny in this language, which is a very unique capability, especially for a child, because that sort of, you lose that along the way as you turn into an adult. By and large, as long as the child is bathed in language, the environment is full of sort of language. They're not just interacting with a TV or a game. They're interacting with human beings all the time. They should naturally pick up language. Mm. It's in very, very, very rare cases that a child will not pick up language because they're not being exposed to enough language.
I have a lot of friends with children that, I mean, in fact, I have a lot of friends my own age that speak multiple languages.
Really?
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah. It's lovely. It's something I wish I'd been able to, you know, I wish I'd been, had the opportunity as a youngster to.
And they've probably sort of spoken them for a very long time.
Yeah.
It's
How
not
many languages do you speak?
I speak three. English is my native language.
Everybody
most fluent.
Plenty of languages. Yeah. I speak words of plenty of languages.
Words.
And that's about
it. String like them all together, make new language.
Words for everything. Let's have a look at the types of answers then that we should be giving to children, for instance, preschool age children.
Sure. So there was a really interesting piece of research that was done at the University of Michigan. And what they did is they studied sort of 2-year-olds to 5-year-olds, and they really focused on how and why questions, as well as when the child were to ask for explanatory information. And then they looked at the reactions to the answers that the parents gave the children. And what they found was that the children really seemed to be much more satisfied when they received an explanatory answer than when they don't. You know, you will actually have them sort of giving you nonverbal cues of nodding their heads and saying, hey, thank you for that explanation, you know, the slight smile on their face versus, I'm not satisfied, I'm going to keep harassing you until you answer that question the way I want you to. Which is really interesting because it just goes to show that even at a young age, they have, you know, not the most developed cognitive maturity, but enough for them to discern between that was a good answer, that really, you know, hit home, or that wasn't a good answer and I didn't really, you know, benefit from it, which is a very interesting thing to consider for such a young child.
So can you go too overboard then in your
Yes.
answers? Yeah, massively.
And you know, this is again, you know, this two-year-old doesn't really need a 10,000-word explanation for why the sky is blue, you know, coming up, going all the way into the universe and how the comets collided and blah, blah, blah. They're not going to stick around for the whole explanation at all.
The funny thing is, there are many questions, and it's just typical of children to be able to ask those sort of questions, that is something that we see every day that not everybody would be able to answer.
Well, that's the thing, right?
Why is the sky blue?
And you feel really bad for the parents because you're like, you can't really expect them to know this. They didn't teach this to us at, you know, third grade or even when we were at university.
They probably taught us at
you
some
so?
Point and
yeah,
we've completely forgotten because we had plenty of other things on our mind. 4001 to keep the text messages coming in. We will go over them. Our child is 2 years, 4 months, and is only saying a few words. Most words are learnt, but then not repeated as new ones. We have sought advice on this and have been given two very different pieces of advice, ranging from don't worry, it will happen, to you need to get your son to see a specialist. Have you got any further advice?
So 2 years and 4 months is still, you know, not the oldest. Again, it's similar to that 27-month-old that we were covering. You know, a lot of the times it's relying on that parental instinct. Are you a very verbal family? Do you speak a lot to your children? I'm not speaking about talking to your spouse. Do you actually speak to your children, come down to their level, interact with them? Is there a time, period, space during the day where you are one-on-one interacting with your child? And if you feel like you're already doing that a lot and enough, and there's still not as much vocabulary coming out of them, then yes, as a parent, I would absolutely try and seek some help. What I would do in this case is wait perhaps just a little while longer. So, you know, couple of months perhaps, just to be able to see, and constantly use those words over and over again. It's called getting the best use out of your words. So for example, if you're trying to teach the child the word tree, the idea is use it multiple times in slightly different ways. So, oh look, there's a cat over there right beside the tree. The tree is green and brown. What a tall tree. And the idea is you've said tree three times, but you've said it in so many different ways that it's developing their language. It's actually stimulating adjectives, objects, actions. Constantly try and do that. And, you know, when they're pointing at things, don't, you know, and they're saying, look, mommy, don't just stop at that. Yes, look at what you found. I can see that you're really interested in this cat or whatever it is, and continue to speak to them.
That's,
you know,
stupid.
It's really just bathing them in language. And as a parent, if you feel like you're already doing all of this already and you still feel like your child hasn't necessarily picked up enough, try and see a specialist. It's always, you know, the first 5 to 7 years are the most critical to a child's life. So the earlier the intervention, the better for the child. If you can sort of remedy, rectify, put on back on the developmental tracks, this child's progress, you will not regret it later on, as opposed to waiting until they're 10 or 9 years and, you know, you're not really sure what to do at that point.
And I was going to say there's no harm in it at the
Absolutely.
End of the day. So.
Absolutely.
No,
it's good. Yeah.
What about children as they get older then? I mean, are there big development stages in vocabulary in terms of, because I think it's, I don't know if the statistic is absolutely right, but generally people will use 7 to 11,000 words. It's like an average in your vocabulary, but the better or the more intelligent you are, the more words you will use.
Yeah.
So are there different stages in development that we can see children, for instance, you know, 11 or 12, then take another jump, and then 15, 16, take another jump?
There's not, I mean, I sort of know the early years a little bit better than the later years, because then it becomes a little bit more difficult to measure when they're much older in terms of how their vocabulary is really growing. But by and large, between the first in the first year of the child's development, so now you're talking 0 to 1, it's just babbling. From 1 to 2 years, it's one word sentences. So like I was saying, go, stop, want. And as soon as the child hits 2, it's two word sentences. So I want, you know, drink milk, for example, want milk. It'll just be two words, you know, duosyllabic. And then that sort of continues. And by and large, when they're around 5 to 6 years, they have around 500 words of vocabulary. That does blossom over time as they grow older. But no, I mean, I've not come across myself, at least, statistics that say, you know, between 11 and 12, they should have X amount of words in between, just because it's so difficult to measure.
Yeah, of course it is, definitely. Yeah. Thank you very much for answering the questions. We do have more and more coming through. 4001 is the SMS number. If you'd like to give us a call, we'll try and answer the phone. 04 423 1010. We're talking about child development, and for the time being it's kids. When and why do children have too many questions? If you have any questions on this subject or the other subjects that we're talking about today, which are also why sleeping routines are so important, do you have a problem with your child or children where you just cannot get them to sleep? They're waking up too early in the morning or they're constantly tired. Also, anxious children. What are the symptoms of an over-anxious child? Must be one of the worst things ever to think that your child is constantly anxious. We'll be talking about these until 12 o'clock on Dubai Today with myself, Alex Kapper-Murdoch, and child development psychologist Naima Jawani.